This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, yesterday I posted a question asking you all to put up the most powerful ayah in the Quran that inspires you and motivates you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. MashaAllah, the response was overwhelming. I enjoyed reading every single ayah that you put in the comments. Yani subhanAllah, this is a good sign that the ummah is connected with the Quran, with the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a good sign that the ummah is sourcing their motivation and inspiration to worship Allah from the Quran, from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters in Islam, some of you, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ is their biggest motivation in life. Some of you, ayat that describe the mercy of Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Some of you, ayat that describe the paradise and what Allah has prepared for the believers in the paradise, motivated you and inspired you to worship Allah. Some of you, the ayat that describe the hellfire and the punishment of Allah, motivated and inspired you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And others, ayat that explained and spoke about the greatness of Allah and the ability of Allah, Qudratullah wa Quwwatullah, ayat that explained Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ayatul kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. These ayat inspired you and motivated you to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. So now, let me share with you what motivates me and inspires me to continue to worship Allah. And this, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, after I briefly explain it to you, should also be the motivation for why you continue to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. This is an ayah found at the end of Surah Al-An'am. And this, pretty much this ayah, is a summary of the Quran. It is the central theme of the Quran. And it goes alongside hundreds of ayat in the Quran for why we are supposed to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is قول الله تعالى قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. الله أكبر. In this ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal begins by saying قل, say, O Messenger of Allah. In other words, what is about to come in this ayah, make it public, announce it, let the world know about it, let everyone know about it. قُلْ قُلْ say, and this is the case of the believers as well. Announce the following, make sure this ayah is always living in your heart. It'll be the biggest motivation and inspiration for why you worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Say, إِنَّ verily, certainly, no doubt about it, صَلَاتِي my prayer. You see this, it was ascribed to you, my prayer. Because you're the one that benefits from your salat, not Allah Azza wa Jal. You're the one who earns the reward of the salat in this life and in the afterlife. Salati includes all the prayers, obligatory prayers, voluntary prayers, salat al-eid that is coming soon, salat al-taraweeh, the prayer for rain, all forms and types of prayers is included in the word salati. So say, verily, my salat, wa nusuki, and my sacrifice, which is the sacrifice, the slaughtering that happens at the end of Al-Hajj. Also the word nusuki, it means rituals, and it refers to every worship in Islam. Your fasting, your charity, your zakat, reading Quran, adhkar, everything is included in nusuki. So say my prayer and my rituals. Allah Azza wa Jal began with these two things because as-salat is the greatest physical worship. When nusuk, which is sacrificing for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, that is the greatest financial worship. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايِ and my life, meaning everything I do in my life of good words and actions, the good words you speak to others, the good dealings that you have with your family and your friends and others, this is mahyai, everything of the good that you do in your life. وَمَمَاتِي and everything good that you do and say during your death, such as writing the wasiyah, al-will, or giving a donation at the time of your death. All of these matters, all the good that you do, your salat, your rituals, everything you do in your life and at your death, lillah, it is all for Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the most greatest encouragement and motivation to worship Allah, knowing that you are doing them for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. How honored is the believer? How honored is the believer when he knows he had a chance, he was selected to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Let me give it to you from this perspective, a worldly perspective. Today, people that serve the Queen, like a personal driver of the queen or a personal chef of the queen. They find privilege and honor that they served the queen. This here in this life, you know, there was an article that spoke about Gordon Ramsay. He once cooked for the queen. And he said, I felt very privileged and honored to cook for her once in my life. People feel honored when they serve someone famous in this life. And the media rush to them to ask them and to interview them. How was the feeling? How was the excitement that you served the queen, that you served someone famous? You opened the door for a famous person and people are happy. Now I'm saying to you that we're not only serving someone famous, we are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, Lillah. So how motivated and how inspired and how excited and how joyful should the believer be, knowing that he is worshipping Allah every day and every night of his life? Lillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah is not just famous, he is Rabbil Alameen. He is the Lord of the worlds. He controls everything that goes on around you and everything that happens inside of you. Isn't it an honor? And isn't that enough inspiration and motivation to worship him, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Knowing that he controls every single affair on earth. There is a leaf right now that dropped somewhere. Allah Azza wa Jal knows about it. There is a fish that died in the ocean now and a fish that lived. Allah knows about it. There is an egg that cracked and a little baby bird came out from it. Allah knows about it. This is who we are worshipping. We are worshipping the one. لِلَّهِ الْأَمْرُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَمِنْ بَعْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The Lord of the worlds and everything that happens on earth and in the heavens and everywhere else. Subhanallah. لِلَّهِ. You're worshipping him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. There is no partners for him whatsoever. And also لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ means I do not associate in my worship other than Allah Azza wa Jal. Meaning when I worship Allah, it's for Allah 100%. My worship is not for any jinn or any shaitan or any angel. It's not for any saint or any righteous person or for a person in the grave. La sharika lah. The worship is purely for Allah. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. And this is what I was commanded to do. This is exactly what we were commanded to do, to worship Allah purely, 100% worship for Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. Finally, the ayah concludes, وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am from the first to submit to Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the first of this ummah to submit to the commands of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so this is the attitude of the believer. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. I want to be the first to submit among my family. I want to be the first to finish the Qur'an in Ramadan among my family and friends. I want to be the first to enter al-masjid when the adhan is being called. I want to be the first to sit in the front row of al-masjid before as-salat. Heck, have this attitude. I want to be the first to give a donation in al-masjid. Have this attitude. I want to be the first among my family to establish as-salat on its time. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. There should be joy. There should be happiness. There should be a sweet taste when you're worshipping Allah, knowing that you are worshipping Him alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just worship Allah because Allah is the one who commanded you to worship Him. There is honor in this. You are worshipping Allah, the Lord of the worlds. Always, whenever you're getting tired and lazy, remember, لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant us the sweetness of worship, the love of worship until we meet Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.